pain is not gonna leave you until it's done teaching you that lesson. And you gotta learn that. You gotta stop feeling sorry for yourself. That's the biggest thing. A person can break down when they start feeling sorry for themselves. Don't think that outcome is where you're gonna find joy, where you're gonna find happiness. It's the process. If you're not enjoying the process, don't chase the outcome. You know? You know, when you're hit hard by something, when you're hit hard by something, by life, then you go like, why am I doing this, man? Why do I have to go through this, you know? Why do I have to endure all this pain, all this suffering? For what? I can change it. I have that option. And all of you have that option. Everybody has that option. Taking that first step is always, always hard. But once you take that first step, you're gonna see how beautiful it is. And the third thing, who I have not found yet, is my spouse. So,
yeah. This is also, I've got his number and his email, and he's also on Instagram.
Send him a text. When you wake up in the morning, just think of the three things you are grateful for, you're happy about, you would not want out of your life, right? And now think, what if these things disappear?
Something that your friend said before he passed away.
Yeah.
I was wondering, to honor his death, could you help us share that inspiration?
Yeah, so,
again?
I mean, even when you mention it, I got goosebumps. Even, I don't know if you can tell. Honestly, the last thing he shared on his social media before he passed on was,
"Hi, thank you for coming into my life. About 4.5 years ago, I got stuck because of a life lesson, and I felt like a failed person. I spoke to someone and I said to him I wanted to spread positivity. And he said to me, the world doesn't need it and I would fail. I have a goal. My goal is to spread positivity and help 1 million people think differently so that they can become better at what they do. If you also believe the world needs more positive energy, please join me. Hi, thank you for coming into my life. About 4.5 years ago, I got stuck because of a life lesson. And I felt like a failed person. I spoke to someone and I said to him, I wanted to spread positivity. And he said to me, the world doesn't need it and I would fail. I have a goal. My goal is to spread positivity and help 1 million people think differently so that they can become better at what they do. If you also believe the world needs more positive energy, please join us on this journey and consider subscribing to our channel. We often feel bad about getting stuck. But what if getting stuck is a reminder that we have outgrown the known path? I'm Aaron Pang, and this is a Transformative Purpose.
Tell us your humbling background.
First of all, it's crazy how life works. And this is what I like about not being in a monotonous routine. You know, when you see new faces, when you get into a new routine, it just gives me an adrenaline rush, and it's so crazy how you meet these interesting people like you, and you run into them, how immediately you know you click, you know, you can resonate to so many things that's happened in your life, in my life. It's amazing. Like, immediately I could tell, like, we would definitely click as soon as I talked to you. Talking about my background, I was originally an engineer. And I turned to a personal trainer, which I will talk to you about what the reasons were. So originally I come from Pakistan and I came here 10 years ago. And it's been back and forth. I've studied in Hong Kong, I've studied in Canada, and I've worked in the UK as an engineer. Ever since then, a big thing that happened in my life, which I really want to talk about this in our meeting today, and how to... the thinking process behind it, which I think really helped me personally, and I think others watching, others listening can benefit from it too. That's mainly the reason why we're doing this. So thank you again for this opportunity here.
You mentioned that something happened to you, something big happened to you when you were about 19.
Yeah, so obviously there's two types of people. I mean, that's how I think about it. One is the person that reacts immediately, takes action immediately. I'm the person who needs a little time to think over what just happened. You know, what did just happen? And then take action after pondering over it, take a wise decision. You know, some of the people, they like to sleep on before taking a decision, like sleep on it. You know, I'm that type of person because I've made a lot of bad decisions And it's part of life. I mean, I would, if there was one word I could describe my life, would be it would be rich in terms of experience. And I'm proud of that. So whatever experience, bad or good, it's an experience. And that's how you should take an experience. You should take it as the word says, as an experience. Experience that, the good and the bad. Experience it. You got to feel it. Even if you're hurting, you got to feel the hurt. You got to feel it properly rather than running away from that hurt. Rather than running away from the pain, you got to feel it deep inside. Because one thing I've learned from all this rich experience that I talk about is pain is not going to leave you until it's done teaching you that lesson. The only way it's going to leave you is that it's done teaching you what it's supposed to teach you. Be it from a loss of a child, be it from a loss of a pet, be it financial loss, be it mental loss, be it physical loss. It's not going to leave you. And you got to learn that. You got to stop feeling sorry for yourself. That's the biggest thing. A person can break down when they start feeling sorry for themselves. Mm. 100%. If I start feeling like, oh, why did this happen to me, Aaron? Why? Like, I'm such a good person. I would not hurt anybody. I would not even hurt a fly. Why did this happen? If you start feeling sorry for yourself, that's the second you break down. That's the second where you go like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, like life is not fair. So
because you can't choose how life happens to us.
Exactly. You can't choose how life happens to you. You can't choose how you react to it, right? Whatever happens to you is going to happen to you no matter what, right? Life is going to happen to all of us. One thing that's certain about life, and I don't want to make you guys down from it, is the only certainty is death. And we don't realize that. All of us, we don't realize that we're so caught up in living each, every single day, trying to chase after money.
Trying to be busy.
Trying to be busy, trying to chase after cars, women, whatever it is. You're constantly trying to chase after this, and we're numbing that process of moving through life. We're numbing it. We literally don't even know. I'll ask you this honestly. How many people did you say good morning to on the way here?
Mm.
How many? Probably one or maybe not even one, right? Because you're so focused on getting to this location right here, right? Until you realize this, until somebody tells you this, and that's like the sudden realization, like, oh, that's actually true. I didn't even actually say hi or hello to that person.
People become an object.
Yeah, people become an object, and we're numbing ourselves in this society. So
I'll tell you what I learned. I try to hike at least once to twice a week. So usually Monday morning and Friday morning.
Yeah.
What I have learned over the past year is that people wake up early, go to the mountains and hike. They have a higher tendency to say good morning and say hello to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why.
You know why? Because they're out of that routine. They're not chasing after something. They're here just to enjoy the nature. Okay, maybe they have a target in their mind. Okay, they want to complete this hike. But they're not doing it because they're trying to reach the end of the hike, and then that's it. They're not trying to reach the top for reaching the top, you know? They're trying to enjoy the whole process. What I try to do in life and in general in my career, I'm a personal trainer, is I try to relate things. I try to relate things that just make it simple. Just make things simple. For example, a lot of my clients don't understand a lot of these fitness vocabulary. What I do is I try to just make it simple for them. Just try to make it easy for them to understand. Yeah, you were mentioning earlier about what happened in my life earlier, something big that happened in my life. And honestly, something like this has probably even happened in your life, right? And there's two ways of acting about it. One thing is you either learn. The other thing is become bitter and be sorry for yourself. I just choose the first one because I knew it was time to change. Obviously, it took a lot of thinking, a lot of talking. And honestly, at the time, I lost my girlfriend when I changed my career because she did not want to. She did not approve and she didn't want to be. She just wanted me to stay as an engineer. And thankfully, I guess I'm just blessed to have a supporting family, supporting friends. They were always like, whatever you do, it's your decision. It's your life. We support you no matter what. Even if it doesn't matter the outcome, what matters is you be happy. that's why the mindset of realizing how short-lived life is, it comes from how I was raised, because, you know, they want me to be happy. They want everybody around to be happy. Because literally, don't think that outcome is where you're going to find joy, where you're going to find happiness. It's the process. Mm. If you're not enjoying the process, yeah. don't chase the outcome, yeah. you know?
That's an important point. I feel like even looking at my past self, I was so busy chasing the destination.
Exactly.
I miss all the sceneries along the way.
Exactly.
Right? Then what? You get to the destination, right? And like you said, we have one common destination, which is death.
Yeah.
You become rich, you write a few books, you do a few podcasts.
What made me change my career after about a year and a half after that happened was when a friend of mine, he had cancer, and he said all these things he wanted to do. And honestly, like, I saw him in person. He was really good at those things. I was like, this dude can actually do it, you know? Some people, they say a lot of things and they don't take action, right? But he was that person who was actually really talented. And I was like, this guy's gonna make it big. You know, this guy's gonna make it big in the sport that he played. He used to play a lot of cricket, and I'd be like, wow, this guy is gonna make it really big. And he was in the school team. Our school was really big on cricket, right? And then he was in the, you make it into the school team is like making it into the Hong Kong national team. So I was like, wow, this guy's gonna make it big. You know, he might even play at the national level. That's what we don't realize. Life is very unexpected. Things happen that life happens to you. You mentioned this earlier, right? So we got to be prepared. We got to make sure, even if, look, if you tell yourself every single day that today might be the day you die, and someday you're going to be right. You're going to be right, right? That's a fair point to say that, right?
Mm.
So that guy, unfortunately, he got cancer, and then he had to change his subject, something that had a lot less workload, so that did not take a lot of toll on his body, on his mind. And eventually the cancer spread, and it was so painful to watch, because this guy who was this big guy, who was such an athlete, who was, you know, he was so good at what he said he would do, basically just play sports and be smart. He was killing it. He was killing it academically. He was on a scholarship. He was killing it in sports, everything, man. His parents were so proud of him. He was like a perfect kid. He got cancer, and then I saw that cancer spread, and there was a time when he couldn't even talk because the cancer had spread all the way to his tongue. And it was so painful to watch. Like, we are moving through life, we're so numb because we're trying to reach for that destination. That was just that pausing moment where I took a pause, where I took a little pause to think about what's going on, you know, just think about my life, what I'm doing. You know, when you're hit hard by something, by life, then you go like, why am I doing this, man? Why do I have to go through this, you know? Why do I have to endure all this pain, all this suffering? For what? I can change it. I have that option. And all of you have that option. Everybody has that option. We just don't realize it. We just don't take that step, because honestly, me being a personal trainer, I know how hard it is that first day when you step into that gym. But once, when you come in the second time, the third time, the fourth time, you know how easier it gets, because you feel that rush. You go like, wow, man, I was wrong. I can actually do this. Like, the other person who's such a pro at this, I can actually lift the same weight as this guy. I can actually come as regular as this guy. You know, taking that first step is always, always hard. But once you take that first step, you're going to see how beautiful it is. You're going to see how much happiness you are missing out on, how many things you were missing out on. Mm. So that guy made me realize that even though I was great at engineering, I worked in London for a few months. After that, it just didn't give me joy. It just didn't give me enough time to do what I love to do, which is to go to the gym, be alone with my thoughts. That's therapy. Honestly, I've suffered with anxiety. I've suffered with depression. And there was one thing during all my good times and my bad times I could count on. All right? That was one thing, first of all, and that was God. Second of all, it was me going to the gym. That was me finding my peace, me rebuilding my thoughts, my thinking process, me rebuilding where I had fallen down. Because there were so many times where I felt like I hit rock bottom, 100%. Mm. And unconsciously, I would just hit the gym. And then I analyzed my behavior. I analyzed what I'm doing. It's because I love to do it. I just love to do it because I've suffered. I've been through pain, but I've also overcome adversity in terms of trialing times, like my friend passing away, my dog passing away, me going through multiple surgeries, getting through depression, anxiety. So this is me. Obviously, I reached out to you early because I could resonate to your story that you shared earlier in the meeting. Obviously, a lot of people need to hear this because some of them might be going through a really hard time right now. And then, look, a lot of times, like literally when you're having a hard time, honestly, when you're feeling good, everything's going great, it's so easy to say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to grow. What's hard to do is when things are not going great, when you're at rock bottom, when you're really nobody supporting you, when nobody believes in you, when everybody's like, why do you need to do this? Why are you doing this? You're so good. You're at a safe job. That's if you can just have a clear head, see it in your head. I don't know. This was this athlete, Conor McGregor. I don't know why I couldn't come up with his name. He said, if you can see it in your head, if you can see it here, it's going to come into reality. So if you can see it clear in your head in these hard times, I promise you it's going to happen. I promise you, it might be hard. It might be hard, but keep at it. Fall 7 times, get back 8. Mm. Get back up 8. This is my message, I guess, for today. Like,
and that's the power of positive visualization.
Exactly.
Right? You got to create that mental image. You are what you tell yourself, right?
Yeah,
your business is suffering.
Exactly.
And it's a founder-led business.
Yeah.
That's probably because the founder himself is suffering.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, a lot of my clients, they do sales, right? So what I relate to them is you got to sell it to yourself first before you sell it to somebody else. Mm. So if you're selling a product, if you don't believe it in the product, do you think you're going to make any sale?
You're not offensive.
No,
yeah.
100%, mm-hmm. Barely any sales.
Yeah.
Unless you believe in your product, unless you 100% like try it for yourself, see the benefits for yourself, and then you're going to be able to sell it.
Yeah. I want to bring out a story that you shared with me in private. You've had multiple surgeries.
Yeah.
I don't know what surgeries you had.
Yeah.
But you chose not to share with your loved ones.
Yeah.
You chose to suffer in silence.
Yeah.
In isolation.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Okay, so there's two things over here. It has to be, you have to make a really wise decision in this sense, because suffering in silence, it can be very misleading. Because when you talk about mental health, never, ever suffer in silence. You gotta, look, I told you earlier, true masculinity is not you raising your voice, you showing off your muscles, you showing off how much money, how much wealth you have. True masculinity is honestly accepting the fact that we're human, we're bound to make mistakes, and we are weak as humans. We have to admit that fact. Then and only then, I would say you're masculine enough to actually share your emotions. You definitely need to share your emotions. Because honestly, I've seen families, I've seen people who've been so tough and who've had all this military lifestyle with their kids. Honestly, it just drives your kids away. Honestly, it does. So I wouldn't want that for my kids. If you share your emotions, if you're close with your kids, like that to me is something that's hard to do. Raising your voice, anybody can do it. I mean, that's easy to do. That's why people run away from things that are hard to do, because not a lot of people can do that. Yeah. So why is it so hard for people to get in shape? Because people just want quick fixes. Mm. People just want a drug or something that gets them into shape, makes them lose fat. They don't want to diet. They don't want to go to the gym. They don't want to be consistent, because consistency is hard. Because the days you don't feel like going to the gym, that's going to be more numerous than the days you feel like going to the gym. Honestly, like even today when we were coming to the conference, it's like you got to wake up at 5, right? I didn't feel like coming, I'll be honest, but like I know I have to do it. It's a routine, it's a discipline. You got to do it. That's living life, man.
It reflects your character too.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. It's you doing the things repeatedly. You are what you repeatedly do. That's a quote from somewhere, I can't remember, but if I'm quoting someone, I apologize.
I often say how we live our life, you know, at work, or how do we handle conflicts in relationship, will manifest in other parts of our life.
Yeah.
So if there's a part where we make commitment, but we're not honoring our commitment, chances are you will be doing the same thing in other parts of your life, right? Yeah. If you can't prioritize right at work, you will not be able to prioritize right for your family. You'll probably not prioritize your health first, your family first, and your life will fall apart.
Something that you mentioned earlier was the cues, having visible cues.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
I used to, sorry, before you share that, taking myself out of the shell now, if I saw people like you on the street in the past, I think I'll try to stay away because this guy's big, he's got tattoos, he's dangerous, he's probably part of a gang, right?
Yeah. And,
but there's so much meaning behind why you do your tattoos.
Yeah.
Can you share with us?
Yeah, honestly, it's good that you brought that up because I was one of those people who was like, I am never gonna get anything inked on my body. First of all, it's permanent. Second of all, it's gonna be there and you might regret it, you know? Like, there's so many possibilities. But then honestly, you can understand this concept by knowing that you're in so much pain mentally by so many things in your life that you've experienced. Like, for example, I'll just give you an example. One of my first tattoo was of when my dog passed away. So honestly, there was so much to learn. And honestly, there was so much pain and I cried for days. And it was, I didn't want to come home, honestly, because it reminded me of him. I didn't want to see his photos because I couldn't stand looking at his photos without crying.
Did you cry alone or did you cry with someone?
No, I did cry. I cried alone. But when he passed on, a friend of mine was with me at the time. And then the thing that I said to him was, I wish I spent more time with you. And this is what we do with when someone from our lives pass away. Literally, that's the first thing. I wish I gave you more importance. I wish I spent more time with you.
I wish I was there.
I wish I was there for you. I wish I had not said that. All those regrets, all those things are going to come back haunting to you. Honestly, and that's literally my first tattoo because it's his name on my chest. First of all, I wanna remember him. Honestly, he kept fighting till his last breath. He kept smiling till his last day. I still have videos of him smiling. Whenever I would go, he would get up, he would smile, he would get happy. Basically, it's him telling me, "Don't worry, I'm okay, I'm fine. Don't worry about me," you know. And that still warms my heart that he cared so much about me with the purest of love. That's why people say that dogs have the purest of love because they actually do. He would get up, he would smile, just make sure that I'm okay. Don't worry, I'm okay. I'm fine, look, I'm getting up. I'm still eating food. He literally would wait for me the whole day till I went to see him in the ward because he was admitted the last few days. Yeah, so basically I have a lion next to his name. So that lion represents the warrior mentality. Kept fighting till his last breath until I received a call that his heart just stopped beating and he passed on. It was a hard time. Honestly, in times like that, you don't know what to think. You're numb. Honestly, I still remember to this day, I was in my Uber trying to get there. And that was the longest Uber ride I've ever had, man. Honestly, it would just be like 10, 15 minutes, but that felt like the longest Uber ride. Because I just wanted to get there. I just wanted to see my kid, you know, like just...
And it's out of your routine.
Yeah.
Like you said, using your words, right?
Yeah.
Something is always there.
Yeah. And it hurt me so much that I don't want to ever forget that kid. I don't want to ever forget how much of a warrior he was, and he is. He still is. I'm sure wherever he is, he's in a happier place. I'm sure he's probably smiling down on me. So that's literally the first time I got my tattoo, because it's so deep, you know? It's so deep to my heart. It's so deep to my soul. I never, ever want to forget him in my life. That's my story of my tattoos, so.
I thought you got one more.
I got one more. So this is
interesting too.
This is okay. She's gonna talk about a lot of my tattoos now. Okay, so this one is this is how I live my life. So it's loyalty. It's just to remind myself every single day of the three things. The three roses represent three major things in my life that I want to stay loyal to till the day I die. No matter how hard things get, no matter how hard I'm suffering, I want to stay loyal to these three things in my life. So one thing is family. The first rose represents family. The second rose is what I'm passionate about, my career, which is obviously fitness. And the third thing, who I've not found yet, is my spouse. So...
Maybe
yeah.
You'll find one.
Oh, hey, maybe in the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. This is boss. I've got his number and his email, and he's also on Instagram.
Send him a text.
No, but I want to reflect on that, because there's a very powerful lesson there. It's that when people try to build a new habit, it's important to make our cues visible.
Yeah.
For you, it's gratitude.
Yeah.
And you paint it over your body to remind you how you want to live life, to appreciate life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing that beautiful lesson.
Thank you so much. Honestly, I really think that we don't practice gratitude enough in our lives. And I was one of those people who would just be chasing after so many things. One more of this, one more of that. And not be content with what we do have. Honestly, just one thing, if you want to take away from this podcast, just do one thing. Just do me a favor. When you wake up in the morning, just think of the three things you are grateful for, you're happy about, you would not want out of your life, right? And now think, what if these things disappear, right? Instead of chasing those things that you're chasing for every single day, which might be money, which might be cars, or this girl you're after for months, right? Why not be grateful for these things first and be appreciative of these things? For example, I've been there. I've been in that state where I've not been able to balance things like family, giving enough attention to my family, giving enough attention to my career, my passion. Balancing these things can be very hard. Honestly, it can be even to this day, I gotta keep a constant balance. It's very hard, but the main thing is you try. Mm-hmm. You try and just be grateful for the things first that you do have, rather than constantly chasing after things that are not there. Honestly, it's good that you're chasing after your dreams. You're chasing after big things in life. It's normal. It's everybody wants growth, but don't forget the things that are already there.
Thank you for sharing that. On that note, before we close, you share an inspiration, something that your friend said before he passed away.
Yeah.
I was wondering, to honor his death.
Yeah.
Could you help us share that inspiration?
Yeah, so,
again?
I mean, even when you mention it, I got goosebumps. I don't know if you can tell. Honestly, the last thing he shared on his social media before he passed on was... that we don't know how strong we are until that's the only option that we have left. So that was a quote by a famous celebrity, but that's what he shared. And I still remember to this day, and a lot of the things that I do are based on that quote, and I try to follow as much as I can. Like I said, I'm still a human. I try to follow as much as I can. Because when we do have a lot of backup, when we have something to fall back on, we get caught up in this routine. You know, play it safe.
There's always plan B.
There's always plan B. Honestly, in life, there's no plan B. right? There's no plan B. Come to think of it, there's no plan B. We're all gonna die eventually. There's no plan B. Is there a plan B to death? Is there? No, right? You're gonna die eventually. So same way, you gotta live life like it might be your last day. It might be, because someday you're eventually gonna be right. So why not do something that makes you happy? Why not do something that makes others happy? Why not inspire people to do good things, live good as a society, try to help out? Since we're doing this, one of the goals, and I hope this really comes into fruition, is I'm gonna plan to organize a charity this year. So,
oh, we should talk. That's also on my
to-do list. Yeah, so I'm gonna help. I'm gonna try to organize that. That's my visualization for 2024. And look, even if it doesn't happen this year, I really hope it does happen in the next year, because I'm really looking forward to it, because I love helping out people. So if somebody wants to collaborate, please reach out. I'm trying to get some funds organized as well. I'm trying to get this registered as soon as possible. Just try to reach out. Look, this is something for a good cause, and we have so many people. We don't realize in this pursuit of chasing after money that how many people are actually struggling. Just look out. Just be more conscious of when you walk in, see the people who are actually struggling on the street. Just for a good cause. It's for help people with their basic necessities like food, water, shelter. It's for everybody. The main people is the minorities, but obviously it's open for everybody.
Hey, thank you, Moss, for coming to have a chat with me.
Thank you so much.
I'm humbled by your story.
Thank you so much.
And I hope that all of our listeners get inspiration and ideas from you.
Thank you.
Especially during, you know, dark times, how do we pick ourselves up?
Yeah.
And how do we show up consistently?
Yeah.
Even when we feel like the tide is turned against us.
Yeah.
I ask every guest to ask a question for the next guest. This episode is about motivation and happiness.
Yeah.
If you had the magic wand to ask any question and you don't know who this next person is going to be,
yeah,
what question do you want to ask him or her?
The question would be, what's that one thing in the world you'd like to change? If you had that magical power, like that magic wand, what's that one thing? Only one thing, one thing that you would like to change.
Beautiful, I love that.
Yeah, thank you
so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
It's great chat.
Thank you so much. It was really nice to meet you, sir.